Carla.
What's up?
What are you doing?
I'm looking at a beer garden.
Why?
Because they do a whole Halloween pop-up thing. It's called Freak Show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it looks really cool.
Like the worst season of American Horror Story?
Yeah, like the worst season of American Horror Story.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah. I'm going to go tonight. And I was just looking at, like, you know, like, if you needed to buy tickets or stuff like that.
You're going to go to it tonight?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
With who?
My friends.
You don't have friends.
I do have friends. Shut up. Well, Kim.
Yeah.
And then Mihailo said, if I can go.
What does that mean?
We're not sure, but we're going to make him go.
That UFC is tonight?
Are you aware mm-hmm. that nobody gives a shit?
Yeah, I know you care. The only thing you care about more than UFC is anything Halloween.
Yeah, it's October, so yeah. Halloween trumps anything.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. What should we talk about? Should we talk about my brand new Apple Watch that I hate? You know?
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, maybe it was just me.
I don't hear anything.
Interesting.
But my new Apple Watch
that is not on your wrist.
Great. Yeah, it's not on my wrist. It's over there. I just the band that I got for it is just trash. It just makes my arm itch like crazy. I love having it and I love using it. I kept an eye on my heart rate at the gym today the entire time and I like that. I love that it tracks my workout, but it just itches the bottom of my fucking wrist the entire time. And I was just fucking dying. I was like, fuck this.
That sucks.
You see?
Just order a new one. A new band.
I did. I went on Amazon and bought a new band.
Good.
You know?
Good.
What else are you excited about for Halloween?
We're going to go to Eastern State Penitentiary.
I invited my trainer to that and him and his girlfriend.
Yeah, I've never been, which is wild. But, like, I've always been, like, kind of scared.
Yeah.
Because I don't like when they touch you.
Do they touch you there?
I believe that they are allowed to touch you, yes.
Not going.
Well, you're going.
Well, no, because, see, the thing is, when if I don't go, then Mihailo will be there to comfort you. And that's enough. Yeah, I mean, that's
seriously?
Enough.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, I'm not going. Moving.
I think there's different experiences. I think that you can do, like, there's a whole map. Like, it's its own thing. Like, they have beer gardens and food trucks and, like, they have, like, 7 different places you can go.
And a prison?
I think some of them, yes. I think
Scarlett, prisons don't have food trucks. It's just silly.
Okay. But it's...
You gotta think, Scar.
There you go. I think some of them are more extreme than others. So I know some of them, you can be separated from your group. But do you see that map right there?
Yeah.
That's all the different...
I wish I had my glasses. I can't see without
like
my glasses.
Haunts in there. So you can do, like, they have a speakeasy. They have, like, s'mores.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
Whoa. You did not tell me this was in Philly. I don't do Philly.
You don't, you don't know that Eastern State Penitentiary? It's a historic landmark.
I don't give a fuck.
How do you not know where it is?
Scar, I don't do Philly. I don't do cities. Yeah, man. So we'll have to figure something out for that. Yeah, you know I mean.
Well, that'll be fun. But I know that I'm pretty sure this is the place where you have to sign the waiver.
Yeah.
So that's why I've never done it. But
you're trying to be sneaky and get me to do something like that. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, I'll pay for Mihailo's ticket.
At least Mihailo won't throw me into a chainsaw man and run away.
Yeah. Well, the chainsaw man was scary that time. Okay.
And you know the one thing I hate.
It's chainsaw man, yeah.
And you left me.
Yeah,
You left me.
As soon as I saw the motherfucker come out, I was like, I'm out, dude.
It's messed up.
I'm fucking out. Yeah, I mean. Let's talk about Constance.
Okay, let's
Constance
talk about Constance.
Constance is coming tomorrow. And for you that is listening, it'll have just come out. Mm. All of our content with her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean. I am very excited to work with Constance. Constance is, and sorry to say this, babe, but Constance is somebody that I have jacked off to in the past.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
It's kind of
she's going to be
insane
in our
for
home.
Like 3 or 4 years. Yeah, I mean, 3 or 4 years ago when I first found her, like,
are you
going to
feel like you're
porn.
Meeting a celebrity?
Literally, I fully expect to be all like googly when she gets here. Like, I'm going to be like, holy fuck! Like,
Now, have you told her?
Fuck no, I didn't tell her.
Are you going to tell her?
Maybe after the shoot, you know, I'll be like, hey, just so you know, like, sniffing your ass was a dream. Like, that was cool. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know about all that. You know what I mean? She can't walk in and maybe like, hi, Gunsons. I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm so excited to see you. It's very nice to meet you. Hi, Scarlett. You know?
Oh, gosh.
Constance. Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, I'm thrilled and I'm excited. And it is something that is cool that comes with doing this. Yeah, man, reaching out to these girls. Like, when we planned Constance's shoot, I think, 3.5 months ago.
Yeah.
And when I reached out and she responded, I was like, this is crazy.
This is crazy.
She's so crazy. You know, but, you know, it is fun. It is cool and it is fun. And I'm very excited. You know what I mean? And I talked to Cynthia and she said that she's a blast to work with. So that makes me feel better because she seems, if you watch her content.
Yeah, I remember, I'm pretty sure she was the first person you showed me, mm-hmm. like, to kind of be like, okay, this is like when we were first getting into it.
Yeah.
And I remember her bright red lipstick.
Yeah, bright red lipstick. She has blonde hair. I don't know if she still has blonde hair, but I saw her license and she's 5'1".
Oh, wow.
I think that makes her the smallest girl that we've worked with. Yeah.
That's going to be.
Did not realize that she was that tiny. Yeah. So that should be fun. That should be a blast. And she will be sitting and farting on your face, Scar. You know? And that just makes me so happy.
Well, let's hope that she don't stank.
Yeah, well, let's hope she do. Jesse.
Real quick question. Did you put a teeny tiny man in my
in your Halloween decoration? Yes, I did.
Why?
Because next episode is all about giantess.
So you decided you were going to stick a tiny man in my Halloween decoration?
Well, see, this is what happened. Is I took him and I placed him here in the rib cage, so it would be kind of fun and cool. And that didn't happen. That's what I wanted the first time.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So he just kept sliding no matter which one I put him in. All right, moving on. Where are we at? We above 5 minutes yet? Can we get this thing started? Let's jump right into it. Jay, why don't you play us in and we will get going here. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Fetish Nature Podcast. I'm your host, Dax. Fetish Nature. I'm your host, Dax, and join with me, as always, is the wonderful Scarlett Faye.
Sorry, I was hitting my vape. Hi.
Sorry, I was hitting my vape. Today, we are going to be talking about a bunch of random shit. Scarlett posted a questionnaire on her OnlyFans. It is your OnlyFans. I have my own OnlyFans. Well, yeah, whatever. Back to the business. Scarlett posted a question on her OnlyFans for fan ideas as to what to talk about, and today we will cover all of their ideas. So sit back, relax, and get comfortable as we dive into the minds of our fans. All right, so just to jump right in, so the first one that we have listed here is one of your favorite fans is Jordan.
My slave.
Your slave.
My slave.
Your panty slave. Jordan asks, he wants us to talk about panty fetish. Now,
you mean fetish?
Now, what is there to panty fetish? Is it just the material? Maybe our producer can help out in this. I don't know if his mic is live. Type in panty fetish on there, and let's see what that looks like. What is
underwear?
So underwear fetishism.
What is it?
Sex fetish? Expert. So it's. It looks like it's the different sexual preferences. Blah 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 blah. And there, yep, that answers our question. So the answer is. Panties.
What is a panty fetish? A fetish is an instant. Okay, we know what is.
Exactly.
Scroll
up a little bit. Scroll up that paragraph right there. So this also means that one person's panty fetish may manifest in an entirely different way than someone else's. Blah 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 blah.
A panty fetish is a sexual attraction or interest in panties or underwear.
Wow.
However, there are many. Facet?
Fetishes.
No, okay, but what's that word? But it says facets?
Fascinations.
to a panty fetish.
Here?
No, up. Right there.
Facets.
Facets?
Yeah. Facets to a panty fetish.
I've never heard that word. Facets. Yeah, it says the fascination can involve various aspects like texture, style, smell.
Sorry about my coughing, guys.
Or the act of wearing or removing them. So it's just like being obsessed with a pair of panties.
A pair of panties. I'm curious if Jordan has a physical pair of panties that, like, these are my favorite. You know what I mean? You ever see the movie Surf's Up? Yes. Anyone?
Yeah, with Shia
LaBeouf. Look up Surf's Up and type in trophies.
Like, are we speaking of, like, a pair of that he wears that he likes? Or are you saying,
I'm not,
like,
sure if he wears. Type in, go to the images. And then type in trophies.
It's right there, right? Or no?
He has like a shelf full of trophies. And I wonder if your panty slave, Jordan, has like a bunch. And he's like, this is Rebecca. You know what I'm talking about? I just watched Surf's Up not that long ago. It's one of my favorite cartoon movies. That's right up there with Shrek. He's like, LaShonda.
LaShonda.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
And this one right here, this is going to be my new baby. Shonda, you know, he has a bunch of different, there it is right there, yeah, and he just goes over each one, dude, and he's polishing them. so far. But yeah, I wonder if Jordan has like specific pairs that he holds in higher regards and other pairs that he holds in lower regards,
like, as in like from that people wear, or like different styles of panties.
I guess both. I mean, I don't know how many girls he's been with. You know what I mean? Like, if I picture if I had a panty fetish, then I would steal panties from girls that I've been with. And then yeah. I would have, like, a trophy case in my room of, like, you know what I mean? These ones are fire. Like, I have the best memories from these ones. Yeah. So, like, maybe he has, you know what I mean, some type of thing like that going on. I don't really know. You know what I mean? Again, I can't.
Oh, we know he likes the cherries.
He does like the cherries and the hearts and the, I don't really fucking know what he likes. That's all you.
Yeah, the cherries and the hearts. And
yeah, I will say, like, I don't have a panty fetish. I mean, I like panties. You know what I mean? I think panties on a booty are great, you know? And that was something that JJ and Jordan both asked us to actually talk about, too. And that came up late, so that's not even on here. But panties versus thongs. And see, like, if I had to choose between panty and thong, I would just go panties, because if I'm going to choose a thong, then she may as well be nude. You know what I mean? Like, there's just...
Yes and no, because...
There's, like, that thin line between
right,
the anus.
Right, so if you think about the thin line, like... I mean, I guess, like, in the aspect of watching a video, you're not really seeing the line, but maybe in your head you're thinking that line is so far shoved up her ass, like, it's gonna smell really good, or, like...
You know what I mean? The type of porn that I watch is, like, face-sitting. So, like, if a girl is sitting on a girl's face and there's just that string in between, I'm just, like, and the whole time, I'm like, can we get this string out of here, people? Can we move the string?
Yeah,
you know?
I guess. It's personal preference.
And, like, it's annoying. You know what I mean? If I've been sat on with a thong many times, and, like, the string is annoying on my nose, and it's just like, get this out of here.
Yeah, but, like...
But with panties, it's smooth. It's comfortable. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
well, that's why, majestic, I guess, why you're here to tell them, because a lot of people maybe haven't even experienced...
True.
...that.
True.
So, like, where you're sitting here saying, no, thongs aren't the best because it hurts my nose and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I didn't know that because I've never been sat on in a thong.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but it's all about fetish. It's all about what you're into.
Some people may have a thong fetish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people may want to take a nice dirty thong and floss their teeth, you know what I mean? And yeah. Who are we to judge that
I
scar?
Will say, though, and I probably have been saying this for a while, that wearing a thong, having that string so far up the ass crack, it, like, blocks the asshole, so, like, it's much harder to get farts out.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of the times,
and it'll silence them.
It will. Yeah. It'll make them
fart.
Puffy.
If you like loud farts, don't ask.
Yeah.
If you're ordering a custom and you're like, I want some loud farts, can you wear a thong? Don't do that.
Yeah, the thong is going to make them airy and puffy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a lot of the times, you'll probably see me kind of like do that, like, wedgie pull with the thong strap to mm-hmm. kind of like get it to loosen up, or like
precisely.
Move it to the side so that they're not airy.
It is. Yeah. It's harder to fart with a thong for sure. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's a dangerous game. You're barking up that tree.
It's a dangerous game?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's move to the next one. Ryan A. asks, Scott, do you have sexy inspirations from TV/movies like Carmen Electra, Sharon Stone, etc., to other workers in the industry like Christy, Kelsey Obsession? What do you draw from to be sexy, I guess? Who do you draw
like,
from?
Like me taking inspiration from other women?
Scarlett, I just read the question. I have no idea.
I know, and I'm reading it as like, okay. So I'm reading that question. I know. I'm reading that question and interpreting it as, what do I take from other women who I maybe look up to or think that are hot? And like, what you draw from to be sexy. And I don't like, I'm just trying to.
Who the fuck's Carmen Electra?
Carmen Electra. Oh, we gotta look up pictures.
Yeah, look up Carmen Electra.
Like, are we asking sexy inspirations?
So she's just some like, ugly bitch?
Well, she's older now.
Oh my God. Yo, that bitch in the top right corner, who's that bitch?
Like, I'm a little.
Damn, that's Carmen Electra? That bitch sexy as fuck, dude. Damn, son. Who is, what is she? Is she a model? Is she a singer? Is she a dancer? Is she an actress? She's an actress. Is there any movies that I've ever heard of that she's in? Let's go to the IMDb page. Pull that up, Jay. She's in Good Burger. That's interesting. She's in Epic Movie, Scary Movie. Okay, I wow, she did all of those. Yeah, okay, I recognize her. She's the dumb bitch in the beginning of the Scary Movie, and she gets killed. And she's like, they're like, turn it off! I can't! The remote's backwards! Ah! And they like scream and run away. You don't remember that scene? Am I the only one?
No, I'm pretty sure she's the one that gets smashed in between two cars, though.
Yeah, that shit's funny as fuck. Yeah, that is funny.
But like, as far as inspiration from different women, I mean, I guess like, you know, I do watch a lot of like the girls out there who do fart porn and stuff just to kind of see if there's anything I can be doing better or learn from them because now, they've been in the business longer.
Who's somebody that you would say that you've drawn inspirations from?
I think recently Olivia Sinn, you know,
of course.
A little bit like because she does things a little differently. You know, I don't really see storylines from her.
Yeah, hers are more just like, I'm going to be farting on this bitch's face.
Yeah, which, you know, I don't think we really done much of, which I want to kind of take stuff like that. Who's the one, see, I'm really bad with names. Who's the one that
Amira?
No, not Amira. The one that I saw and was like, she is fine.
Oh, Savannah Fox.
Savannah Fox. So, yeah. Like, I'll watch her videos, like, just, like, back arching and, like, kind of the way she does the face sitting and, like, she sometimes the out. Like, she is just, whew.
Yeah, that's her right there. She is gorgeous. And she's somebody that we have actually talked to. She's currently pregnant, so I don't believe she's putting out a lot of content. Mm-hmm. But she is somebody that we will probably work with within the next year or two. And it's one of those things that I think that'll break the fucking internet when we work with her.
I would love to meet her and work with her.
Yeah, I mean, she's on this list. I believe we have a list of people that somebody asked, who do we want to work with? Yeah, right there. So I see her name. So her name will pop up again during this episode.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really it's hard for me to take, like, from people in the industry, it's easy to watch and take inspiration from them and kind of better myself in this fetish.
Yeah, I don't.
But
think
as far as like actresses and stuff go, I could never compare myself or like take inspiration. Like, I am who I am, and if I say I did like Sabrina Carpenter bangs, I would look terrible. Like, sure, I would love to. I would love to do Sabrina Carpenter bangs.
My God, who the fuck is Sabrina Carpenter?
But like, it would just look so bad. Like, I can't take inspiration from actresses and models and stuff because it's not who I am.
She's not my cup of cheese. She's got some weird cheeks, some weird cheekbones, you know. But that's okay. Some people have weird cheekbones. Oh my God, my body hurts.
But yeah, I guess that's my answer to that question.
Yeah, we can move on. JJ wants to know ranking of types of panties and best panty stories. Now, as far as ranking of types of panties, I'm not really sure what that technically means, but like, my favorite pair is just like wide panties in the back, not like granny panties, but like wide enough. I think they're called cheeky or some shit. I'm not really sure.
So not like full on diaper coverage, exactly. But like the half. Yeah, I like those too.
And I like them when they're super fucking soft. Jordan just got us a pair of three pack of panties, and I don't know what the fuck they're made out of.
Yeah, you like them. You wear them around the house all the time.
Holy fuck, dude. When you wear those and sit on my face, like, it is literally like
which
majestic.
Ones are you talking about? Because I'm
the ones that you wore over there when we filmed the POV panties blue panties, you were a fucking dumb bitch and you got stuck in the couch, and then you were just like,
okay,
you know, the POV came up and was sniffing your butthole.
Yeah.
That one, dude, oh my god, dude. Those ones, the material is just magical.
And it's hit or miss because...
fucking two more pairs and I can't find them because we have so many fucking pairs of panties, man.
It's hit or miss because it's Amazon, so sizing is all off. So, like, where I would normally be probably a medium, like, I tend to ask for large because some, like, we have pairs of panties that are a size large that, like, squeeze the shit. And I feel like it looks stupid and it's uncomfortable.
It's always 50-50.
It's 50-50 from Amazon. So, like, if I get a nice pair of panties that, it doesn't matter to me if they're silk, mesh, cotton, but if they go on smooth and they don't squeeze me, perfect.
Perfect.
I'll wear that shit all day, every day.
Do you have any funny stories with the panties? I guess there's
off the top of my head, I'd have to think for a minute.
When people shit themselves.
Oh, here. My God. Can we talk about when we had, I'm pretty sure when we first started working with Cynthia, we told her if we soil a pair of underwear, toss them in the bathtub and we'll rinse them, take care of them later. Yeah. And then we had...
Just so you know, just some context, our bathtub is out of commission and has been for... many months, all right? So, like, we literally don't...
many months.
We don't use it. So, there's just a curtain that hangs there. So, if you put something there, we're not going to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we kind of just forget. Like, there was, like, pillows in there and, like, whatever. But we had a plumber come, so we're finally kind of, like, remodeling that bathroom to make it usable.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Jay. It's not that
bad. It's not. But... we had the plumber come, and Dax was like, let me just... because he knew that we had at least... like the pillows in there, right? Yeah. So he went in there to grab the pillows out, and I guess it's just like an accumulation of panties,
like,
from
20 fucking pairs of just like shit covered panties
underwear
that just rained throughout the tub. And I was like, oh my lord, he's in our house walking towards the bathroom. So I just scoop them up and run over to the washer and just throw them on top. And there's just all these shit covered panties
sitting on top of the fucking washer. I had no idea. He didn't tell me he took them out. So there's all these panties on top of the washer. And I go to, like, I'm like, okay, I guess I have to wash these. And before I touched them, I saw in the corner of one pair shit. And I was like,
so much
what
shit
the
on there,
fuck?
Dude.
I was like, why are they sitting?
It's Zoe's shit, fucking Cynthia's shit, your shit, fucking Sabrina's shit is probably there. That tub's been out of commission a while. There's just a lot of shit, you know? If anybody has a fetish for fucking that shit, dude, fuck it. And we have a panty overload package where basically you can buy 10, 15 pairs of dirty panties. And, you know, one person has asked. It doesn't matter. If you wanted to buy all of those pairs, you could. You know what I mean? But now...
I'm pretty sure I've tossed.
I think we tossed
those.
But
we can recreate.
Yeah.
But again, yeah, it's always there because we're always soiling underwear. But
always. It's always all natural, you know? It's never like
and
fucking...
like, I'll wash, like... I mean, I'll rinse mine and stuff, but I'm not going to sit there and rinse someone else's shit out of the underwear. So, like, if it's sitting there and they don't rinse it, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's something else that, like, it's kind of good that we keep getting new panties because we go through a lot of panties, but we definitely get more panties than we destroy.
Oh,
and by we, I mean you.
And
I
don't wear everyone panties. Also has to remember that, like, if you ordered us something, like, at this point, we have... I want to say 12 bins full of stuff.
12 bins, and didn't you say you asked Jordan last night to get
for more
four
bins
more?
Because we need more, like, because we still have stuff coming in. And, like, I'm getting a little overwhelmed because I can't say if someone wants something specific and you
they're
need
like,
that.
These pair of panties. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, like, if you need something specific, I get it. But, like, the constant ordering of stuff is getting overwhelming because we... Again, like,
well, that's
we,
why,
right
like,
now, we live in a condo, and we don't have plans to move out of the condo, at least for another year and a half.
Yeah, we physically
so
can't.
So, space is being taken up, and it's being taken up by a lot of fetish stuff, and the entire office is filled to the brim with containers of clothes, and again, like, if it's something specific...
you'll never say it, Scarlett. But I'm going to say it. Jordan, I love you, dude, and I think you're cool. But the fact that you want a different pair of different things for every fucking custom, which, like, that you're right when you order a custom. But holy shit, dude, it takes us so long to do your customs to go through and find out these exact fucking things. It drives me fucking bananas.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
we and like it's I get hard. It. Like we you're really should
and like that shit, but like, dude, holy,
it is because like the Jordan, the amount of panties that you've bought, like
it's so
bad. It's insane. Like we have like 3 tubs full of them, it's so it is hard to find them, but. Yeah. Maybe slow down on the panty buying a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Let's, because there are so many pairs of panties that you have bought specifically that, like, I don't think we've used yet. There's no way.
No.
So,
no,
like.
There's just, yeah. And I mean, any that are in the one bin that are at the bottom of that bin, we just, yeah, I mean, we don't even touch. There could be some crisp, grade A panties down there, man. You know what I'm saying?
There could be, yeah, that we've could never worn yet.
Some of that gushy.
It is wild. I think we're going to have to start going through all the bins and being like, okay. No one's asked for these specific, like, there are things that we don't mm-hmm. use that much anymore.
Definitely. And that's why, like, the dream is to get a studio. And there's no reason. We can afford to get one. It's just, you know, do we want to fucking have to drive all the way over here every time we want to film? So, like, if we get somewhere extremely local, a mile away or whatever, then sure, I would do it. But, you know, we live in whatever, you know, so it's, you know, more expensive around here and it sucks.
Yeah, we are in one of the most expensive states, and our town in the state is one of the most expensive towns.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. So it's
some titties, you know. Yeah.
But what, the upside of that is like we got a lot of sports people that live by us.
We do. Yep.
They all live Jay's in this here.
Jay's a big sports
no,
guy.
No, like
Mike. Mike is around here. He's a big sports guy.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. All right, let's move on. Nate asks, what's the steps in your guys' production process and some things that go into making all the content and things that we love? Now, I can answer this one as far as scripts go and stories. I am the proprietor and writer of stories.
I've written some.
So most stories that we have, like the Twister and Guess Who and you know, whatever the fuck, all the random stories and shit, I write majority of those. For some reason, usually like ideas come to me around like 2 a.m. and I'll just get up and go type for fucking 5 hours until 9 a.m. and then just pass out for like 5 hours. But like that's usually where the stories and shit come from, just straight from my fucking schnoggin.
Yeah, you know? I will say you're pretty good at that, because I don't have to worry. Like, it's pretty stress free for me, because like tomorrow we have we have Constance coming, and the scripts are already written up for that,
mm-hmm.
and we have 10 ideas that we may or may not get to all of them. Hopefully. But like, you have 10 ideas that you came up with, mm-hmm. and like, we don't have to worry about.
Yeah, and then we just gotta fucking. Slit our fucking throats as we go through and search 80 pins for the clothes that we need for those,
yep.
for those things. And yep. it's a little harder too, because like, so here's the thing. For instance, Constance is coming Saturday. She's working with us for 4 hours. So I, right off the rip, I have to write up 10 scripts to fit in to 12-minute videos, 10 of them. That's roughly 3 an hour. Yeah, I mean, and that gets us somewhere in the area with small breaks in between.
If we hustle, we that's if we hustle 3 an hour. And bustle, like yeah. it, because it does. Like we have to take breaks. Like mm-hmm. we have to take pauses, and like.
Not to mention, like now we're pretty good at knowing what you need to consume to get you the right amount of gassy, and as long as we have some milk, but we don't know hers. You know, we don't know what Constance is, so we don't know how gassy she's going to be, or what she's going to eat. So like. It's kind of hard, but we're going to try and bust them out. You know what I mean? But so going into that, just knowing right off the rip, okay, we have Constance coming this day, blah, 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 blah. All right, let me go sit down with the computer. I'll type up 10 scripts, what to wear, how long are they? Is Scarlett getting farted on? Is Constance getting farted on? Are Constance and Scarlett farting on me? You know what I mean? And I'll write those out. Then I choose what they're going to wear. And I try and picture it in my head. You know what I mean? Sometimes I do it with a little quarter chub. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Sometimes when I'm writing scripts, sometimes I'll pull up a couple videos, you know, I have playing in the background. Just like a soundtrack, the noise of girls farting. You know what I mean? Just gets me going.
All right. Well, that's pre-production.
Yep.
The production process is...
And then the production process is we take the table, we push everything back, we lay out all the clothes on there. This is what they want. This is what they're asking
for. No, I know. It's just I can't speak.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
What you got?
No, go ahead.
You got nothing to add. That's why, Scarlett. You got fucking nothing in there, man. So then we lay out everything, and then they come in. Scarlett gets them, you know, starts chit-chatting and wheezing and cheesing while I'm setting up cameras and lights and everything around. And then, boom, we film. What would you like to add, ScarJo?
Nothing. That's fine.
You got nothing?
No, it's fine.
Is there anything that you could add? Or you just literally can't think of anything?
No, I thought we were taking it. Like, if I speak, I have to speak. But you just speak right over me.
You take it, it's Scar. Okay. You take it. I'll go dead silent and make the podcast really weird if you decide not to talk.
No, we're not making it weird. It's just I feel like when I go to, and everyone will back me up. And I think they're going to go on your OnlyFans and they're going to tell you you're mean.
But guess what?
What?
You see this right here?
What?
That's how much I care.
So you went over pre-production, production, and they just want to know, he just wants to know the process, you know? And like, yeah, like, yeah, setting up and stuff, everything. I think we're, like, we're very laid back. We're very chill. Like, I think, you know, I don't want to make us sound too great, but I think that people have fun when they come and work with us. It's not just, hey, we're sitting here and we're doing what we have to do and we're good. Like, we have fun. We talk. We joke. You know, we take little breaks. We have lunch together. Get easy. You know, just like fun. We have fun. And we try, because I think if it wasn't fun, then it would feel way too much like work and we would dread working.
Definitely.
100%. So, yeah. So we try to make it as fun as possible, you know, and we like to get to know who we're working with and hopefully become friends and they want to work with us more. And yeah, that's the production process. And then after that, it's editing.
Yeah. And then editing is just me. Sometimes Scarlett helps too. It's just like me sitting there at the computer for 7 hours and I'm editing the videos, turning them into a video. You know, it's cabbage, you know, especially after like the Cynthia days are the worst because the Cynthia is we film for 10 and a half, 11 hours. And then I go and I edit for 5 hours. Then I have to upload for another 5 hours. And then that's the worst when people are like, you know, people that order the customs are like, can you send it to me in chat and email it to me? And it's like, bro, it takes so long. Oh, my God. But you got to do what you got to do. You know,
I can't complain because, you know, you do the grunt work, you know. I have actually gotten pretty good at editing, though.
Yeah, you're getting better
at it. I helped Zoe, and I was like, wow, I'm actually surprised that we did it pretty fast.
How did that video go?
I think that...
Were the burps loud?
It was... We talked about it, and I think that she... And I said the same thing. Like, it's one thing to be like, I can burp. Like, you know, everyone can burp, but to like... She was like chugging seltzers, and I didn't think that it was, I don't know. Like, I told her she was chugging like coconut water seltzers, and I was like, you need to get yourself like a Coke.
Yeah,
a Coke. And like, and she was taking sips. Yeah, and I was like, you need to, I said it three times, like, chug. She wasn't chugging it.
Stop banging your hand.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
But she wasn't chugging. I think that may have helped, but I think that she was having trouble because the burps were getting stuck and they were building up. Mm. And then
makes you wanna throw up.
The way that she was filming, standing up, as soon as we would hit pause and she would be like, oh, she would kind of like bend over and then the burps would come out.
Yeah.
So it was just like a hard, and it was her first time doing that. So I think like,
I mean, yeah, look,
in the future,
it's always been something that I find a little interesting because I'm so turned on by girls farting. And then if I hear a girl burp, I just want to throw up. Like, I'm just, like, disgusted. I'm just like, you are a bad person. Like, it literally just freaks me out so much. So when Zoe hit us up and was like, hey, I got to record a burping video. Can you record it for me? I was like, no. No, I can't. I'll never look at you the same. I was like, Scarlett, this is all you, dude. Like, no fucking shot, dude. I don't want to get too into it, but, like, the Brazilians, I'm a big fan of the Brazilian videos. I like their fart videos. But not that long ago, they started incorporating burps in their videos. And it's like, separate your fucking shit, dude. You know? It's like, I'm a huge fan of Ramon's Faceful. And like, they have videos of face sitting and feet. And it's like, I don't give a fuck about feet, dude. I just want to see the girls sitting on faces. So like, in the middle of sitting on the face, you'll get up and then you'll just go put your feet on their face for 10 minutes. And it's like, bro, I bought this video for face sitting, not for fucking feet and face. So like, pick one and go with it, you know?
Do a 5 minute face sync video and then a 5 minute feet video and then sell it as both and sell it as each as one. You know what I mean? But, you know, to each their own. And like, if that's what works for them, and that's what works for them. But for me, you know, I would buy so many more of their videos, dude, if they just separated them, you know? And that's what I'm saying about the Brazilians. And a lot of people do it. And that's something that we try to separate. Like, we just had the video where Cynthia socked the living shit out of your feet. I sold the foot video separate, and then I sold the fart video separate. You know what I mean? So, like, and then I sold it as one if you want both, you know? And that's something that, I don't know, I like to try and, I know how people's fetishes work to an extent. And sure, some people have both, some people have one. So I'd like to cater to the people that have just the one and both. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Jay over here would probably be like, sure, I'll fucking take the both because I like both, you know? But me personally, I'm not that way. You know, I want them separated. So, like, it just makes me sad because there's so many good Brazilian videos that I'm like, ha, I would so get that if they weren't fucking burping in that shit, nasty bunch of bitches. You know what I'm saying? Piggies.
Yeah, well. You know what I mean? I mean, we made it pretty, I think it was supposed to be a 10 minute. I think it ended up being like 16 minutes.
Woo, gee wee.
The end was kind of like her just trying to get the burps out. And again, I told her, I said, if, you know, whoever ordered the custom, if they're not happy with it, well, we can try again if you want to try again, or you just let them know it's not for you. You can't do it, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
so I hope that gives you an idea of what our production process looks like, you know? Eating food, you know, while before the shoot, and then waiting for the farts to come. Then once they start flowing, we jump right into it and hit record. You know, yeah. We start filming.
And then we take our lunch break.
Take our lunch break and usually
halfway through our filming, so like mm-hmm. 4 to 5 hours.
And you always get whatever's going to load you up on more gas throughout the day. Yeah. Scarlett, what's the next question? Because I believe that's more aimed towards me.
Okay. Nate says, steps in your guys'
production. Let's go to the next question.
Sorry. CJ, who would be your dream people to work with?
This is me rubbing my hands together because I'm like, let's go. So like number one and two. Like, I would fucking love to work with Jasmine Mendez and Savannah Fox. Brilliant girls. They're not girls that I'm like, I mean, Jasmine Mendez I've jerked off to a lot. But Savannah Fox definitely jerked off to a lot. But, like, they're brilliant. I think Scarlett would be able to bounce off of them just incredibly well. Scarlett's worked with a lot of girls at this point, and sometimes she struggles to bounce off of people because they're just not that good at the talking portion.
Yeah, but you'll, like, you know who I can and can't because mm-hmm. we work with the people I can bounce off of a lot.
Yeah.
And the people that I can't, there's really not that much.
So, like, just me personally, Jasmine Mendez, Savannah Fox, I would love to work with. Constance was on that list, but we are working with her tomorrow. So, like, I'm thrilled about that, you know? Other people, obviously, Kelsey Obsession, who, in my opinion, is one of the pioneers of farting, and she really made it more mainstream and got it out there to people, incorporating, you know, 70 different girls throughout her run. We also have, you know, Amira, Dirty Doll, Olivia Sin, Vixen, Catherine Farts, Classy and Gassy, Allison Miller, Victoria Tacos, Batuu, Goddess Peach, the Brazilians. There's the girls like Megan Big Butt, Scarlet Wind, Aretha, Natasha Fior. There's a lot of girls out there that we would definitely love to work with. Obviously, Brazilians probably not going to happen unless we get a fucking translator. I am curious what the Brazilian girls make over there, because I feel like what we pay is a lot higher than what they probably get paid. So I am curious. And that is something that's cool, is that we've reached out to a lot of girls and they've been like, you pay that much? I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, okay, I'm in, you know. Like, well, I'm not going to give out a name, but somebody that we reached out to yesterday was like, when can I come? You know, we were like, we'll get you in this month, girl. So that was exciting. And she's very, very excited to work with us. And we get definitely very, 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 our egos, not our egos, but our heads blow up a little bit when people are like, you guys are number one. I'm dying to work with you. And that's hype, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And that's very exciting. And so, yeah, just Jasmine Mendez, Savannah Fox, Constance, they're all top tier that I think like are just pros in the business that I would love to work with. And those are all girls that are currently farting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got. Scarlett, what's the next question?
Keith asked, how do you tell whose pumping and whose farts are real?
So that's more of like a... Sometimes it's hard to say, because I would say that pump farts kind of have like an airier sound, but there's plenty of times where Scarlett's farts sound airier, or, you know, just in general, farts in general can sound airier. It's more like pump farts are kind of harder to tell, but whoopee cushions.
Yeah, you pointed out. See, I couldn't even, like, you were saying these people use whoopee cushions, and I.
You were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. I'm positive.
Yeah, well, because so you're good at that. I think I'm not really good at telling it apart.
I'm not sure if Filth Fetish is doing real farts now, but like their old videos used to have whoopee cushions. There's, I forget the petite, type in Petite Princess, I think it's called Petite Princess or something, on Clips for Sale Studio. But like their videos, Petite Princess... Clips for Sale. I want to say well, that's what they're called, but like they would fucking run the goddamn planet if they did real farts, because the girls in those videos are just, yeah, this is them. So like the Petite Princess Femdon, if they use real farts, we'd be fucked. We'd be out of a job. They're all their girls are just fucking dimes, and they're fucking beautiful, and they just do. They have really good shit, and they have good prices and everything. But again, like you can, they're doing this in the background. They're just literally blowing air with their tongue. Like, they're just fucking making a fart noise behind. Like, it's the most fake fart I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. If you're watching that shit and you think it's real, you're dumb, dude. You're dumb. Shit fake as fuck, dude. It's one thing I fucking hate in this world is fake farts. You know, there's lots of studios. Some studios add the farts in later, and that sounds even more horrendous. That's like, you should be fucking taken up to Salem and fucking burned at the stake for that shit, because that shit is pathetic, and you deserve nothing. You deserve to be like, you deserve to have people buy videos and then refund them immediately, so you're, when you look at that sales page, it's all negative. You know, that's what you deserve. That's the worst. So like, in my opinion, and pump farts, I have nothing against pump farts. Like I said, I watch the Brazilians, so like I like pump farts just as much as regular farts. Now there's a huge stigma against pump farts. And pump farts, for the record, guys, if you've never had them, don't doubt them, because they smell fucking horrific, dude. You know what I'm saying, dude? They smell horrendous. And I explained this to somebody the other day, Milo. Real farts have more of a flavor, you know? They have, like, more distinct flavor. Like Scarlett, yours are like broccoli or Wendy's, you know what I mean? The Wendy's ones... And again, it's tough, you know? When you eat Chick-fil-A, they smell Chick-fil-A, and that's just fucking bomb. It just slaps. But it's more like when the pump farts, it's kind of like the air goes inside of them, and then I guess it sits in their colon or their anus, you know? And then it just ferments in there. So when it comes out, it kind of just smells like the innards of their body. So it definitely has, like, a smell to it. But it's, you know, it's, I don't know, it's not like I'm dying. I would rather have those than fucking... the fart noise or somebody using a whoopee cushion behind the camera. That shit's fucking
eight.
Just can't do that shit, dude. It's so bad. It's terrible. What, could you hear that?
Hear what?
Me drinking.
Yeah.
Word. Well, and then pump farts, I guess the best way to tell is just consistency and how the farts sound, you know? I don't really know how I do it. I kind of can just like kind of tell when I wash, you know, like Scarlett's farts are like juicy and wet. So like you typically don't get that juicy wet sound with pump farts. You get a more drier fart, you know,
I feel like it's more, maybe more airy.
It's airy and like, it's dry. I would define it. Like your farts are very juicy. Yeah, you know I mean, like they sound nothing like, cause we've had you. We've hired girls who use the pumps, and like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. I would never reveal who it is, because I'm not here to make enemies or toss anyone under the bus. But like side by side, when I have Scarlett farting on my face and then I have that girl farting on my face, I can tell, okay, this girl's pumping, this girl's not. You know what I mean? Like, and there's, I don't know, wheats and cheese. What's next question? I'm just gonna ramble if I get into that. I don't know if people want to listen to that. What's the next question?
Zach.
Yeah, Zach.
What are some girls who aren't currently in farting, but you'd love to see do it?
I've been waiting for this day my entire life. Number one, above and beyond, is Goddess Holly from Queendom. I think the girl's gorgeous. I wish
OG Holly, and those of you that have been watching porn, facing porn of the Queen Down for a while, like her OG shit is some of the best shit ever when she was fucking skinny mini, you know? And now that she's thicker, it's fucking great. You know, her ass got a lot bigger and she's starting to be a sub more, which is nice too. But I think she would make great, you know, she'd be great in the world of farting. Domina Helena is golden. She's blonde, shorter hair. Again, I would love to see her farting. And she's from Queen Dom as well, and she has like a good voice on her. Scarlett, I think I look up Queen or Domina Helena. It's on there. It's on the paper there. Domina Helena, Helena. Yeah, she just popped up right there. Hit enter. Yep, there you go. That's her. Helena Locke. Yeah, that's her right there. So I think she's very cool. Yeah, you talk about her a lot. Yeah, so I think she would be great. Mistress Kareen, pull up Kareen because I actually do want to. And you can leave the Kareen tab open. You're gonna have to go to clipsforsale.com. Just go to clipsforsale. I don't think she has that big of a presence on what's it called. Yeah, so that's her right there. So if you scroll down a little bit, you could probably find one with her face in it. There you go. So like that's her. She's fantastic. And again, she has a really good voice, great vibes. I believe she's Canadian, so you know, good luck in her. But I think she is phenomenal as well, Avi. You know. Just to get through them, Jada from the Queen Dom, she slaps. Megan from the Queen Dom, she slaps. She has a good cop video that's on there that I watch from time to time. Nina from Raymond's Faithful, who we're in the talks to work with. Panda from Raymond's Faithful, great. Sky Blue from Filth Fetish, she's probably up there in my top five. Trigger from Brat Princess, she'd be cool. Sophia from Sophia Studios is a dime as well. And then there's the goat. Dude, pull up Amber. Scarlett, I love you to death. Amber from Brat Princess. Maybe she's one of those people that, like, biologically speaking, she might be the hottest girl on the planet. Where do you fucking see this girl, Jay? This girl is absurdly hot. Go to, like, just Google Images. Just go to Google Images. I'm sure she'll pop up. Just go top right corner, I think. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, like, this girl's... I feel like... You remember when we saw that Amber Heard, that like her facial structure is just like mathematically perfect? There you go. Click that one. The one with her in the pool. That one's good. To the right. To the left of that. To the left of that. To the top, up, to the right. Down, bottom. There you go. Up. There you go. Click that. I guess it would look better in like a video format. But, like, she is so fucking hot, dude. And she, unfortunately, has videos with farts in it. And I think the farts are, like, added in later or they're just a whoopee cushion. It's just the absolute fakest shit ever. And she's perfect, you know. She's great. There you go. She's very, very pretty. You know what I mean? But she is, like... we'd probably... I don't know if the Brat Princess girls go out and work with... I don't even think that's her, dude. But regardless, I don't know. I'm getting off subject. She's just one of the hottest chicks on the planet. And her videos are epically fucking fake. And I still bought them because I was like, I don't care. She's fucking... She's super hot. Yeah, she... Dude, there's videos of her, like, full-on whipping people. Like, with, like, an actual fucking slave whip. And that shit is gnarly as fuck.
Is that her dumping cummed in condom into his
mouth? Yeah, it looks like she's like kind of like a go-gurt.
Yeah.
Looks like it, yeah. Yeah, it's like I said, she's, you know, she probably makes her money just, she probably has 10 fucking Jordans, you know, 15 Jordans, you know, that just fucking do whatever the fuck that she asks, and they probably just fucking worship the titties that she walks on. Scar?
Yeah.
Anything to add? Is there any girls that you would love to see get into the biznatch?
I mean, no, I don't really know this. Know girls like you know. Like, I know girls who are in the business already.
Yeah.
And even if I did, I don't remember names. So
yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. What's the next question? What's our last question, Scar?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I actually had no idea that there was a whole nother paper. Kenny asks, "What makes a girl's butt so desirable?"
A girl's butt.
Where to begin? You know, a girl's booty is just, oh, look at it. Look at that. Look at that top right to the left one. To the left. Look at that. Click that. To the right.
That's Jay, good.
You that suck at good. This. You are terrible. No, bottom, down, left. It's sitting down. There you go.
No, look that's at not that. That.
That's
not
great. That is great. I mean, just fan-fucking-tastic, you know? I saw a guy take a picture of a girl's butt at the gym today, and my trainer said, should we say something? I said, no. No, I get it, you know? I mean, you want to walk her. She was wearing those pants that have the thing that rides up your ass, and it's like, girl, if you're going to wear that, then, like, you know what's going on. You know people are going to be looking, and people are going to wanting to take pictures, and it's totally fine, you know? And I fully caught this dude, like, red-handed. I could have absolutely gone over him and like, dude, you're a monster. But, like, I get it, dude, you know? Bitches are sexy. Bitches' booties are sexy. They're clean, dude. Look how fucking clean that ass is right there, dude. It just looks like it smells like $1 million. You know what I mean? Like, it really does. The smoothness, there's no hair. It's just, the skin is clean. There's no fucking acne and shit. It is just what did you type in for that? Oh my God, what a search that was for Google. Hell yeah, just stay right there, dude. That's fantastic. All right,
but you're not explaining what's so desirable.
The desirable is there's no acne, there's no fucking hair.
I'm sorry, I was
texting. It's smooth, it's nice, it's firm. You know, it looks like it smells like $1 million, you know? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. That's the thing, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, you know? I mean, look at that. You just want to dive in. It's like a swimming pool, dude. A girl's ass is just magic, dude. It's just magical. Scarlett, stand up and show us that butt. It is just phenomenal, you know. You just want to dive your face in there, really get your nose in, give it a good sniff. I mean, look at these. With panties, without panties, with thongs. Look at that. What is she holding? She's holding something with those cheeks, and that could be your cock.
Like a ruler, maybe?
A ruler? That could be a cock. You know what I'm saying? Look at that one right there. Right there. You know which one I'm talking about. Come on. Come on. Cut. Nope. Cut. There you go. There you go. Click that.
That's creepy looking.
No, that's fantastic.
Stop burping and hiccuping and
sipping water. Because I haven't taken my Pepsi today.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, that is phenomenal, you know? Oh, big shout out to one of our editors. I'd have to look in Scarlett's phone. I think his name is Leon or something. He designed our newest picture he designed the logo as well as the backdrop, the wallpaper on our new Clips for Sale page. What did you call it, Scarlett? The Fetish Nature's Giantess Adventures.
Yeah.
I mean,
sorry, I was texting again.
Very well done. I mean, he absolutely killed it. Pull up.
Yeah, really
the,
cool.
The Fetish Nature. Just type Fetish Nature, honestly. Fetish Nature. Hit enter.
Hit enter.
And then type Giantess. It's a store, so I don't even know how it'll come up here. Just type in Giantess. Dun, 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 dun.
What's happening?
Joe's very bad at shopping. Click that bottom right corner. There it is. Boom. I sit right there. Scroll off. Get, close that. Close that. Close that. Close that. No. Just not the tab, you. I'm gonna kill you. Just get out of the search. Okay, click. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The seventh video. 1, 2. Boom! Right there. Click that shit. Now go to the store. See where it says store. See where it says store. See where it says store.
If we're being honest, I don't see it either.
See where
right
it says
there.
Store.
Where it says store.
And then it says Fetish Nature's Giantess Adventures. Click on Fetish Nature's Giantess Adventures. You blind fucking bat. There you go. So that's what it developed for us, and that's phenomenal. You know what I mean? That's impressive. That's cool. And you know, we said we wanted some cheeks crushing some little fucking feller, and he fucking developed it up. Even just going back to the sniffs, back to Keeney's question. I mean, it just looks great, dude. It looks desirable. That's where my giantess fetish comes from. It's just I just want to dive into a booty, you know, and just live in there for a couple of days. You know, it looks nice. It looks friendly. Scarlett, I love that picture, the thumbnail of Barely a Good Time. Click on Barely a Good Time right there. It's the very first one. You got it. I love your hair. You can see your hair done. You can see the bangs coming in. I think your hair looks great, Scar.
Oh, so you like the bangs that I got?
I do. I genuinely like your hair. I think it looks fucking great.
It was on my hairdresser of 8 years is on maternity leave, so it was someone I've never... And she did the curtain bangs differently. She did them differently than my other girl has done them in the past. But I have also never had bangs with long hair. Usually it's with short hair.
Yeah, short hair sucks. Unless you're Domina Helena.
But do you remember when I had like... bleach blonde hair, and it was like shoulder length, maybe a little longer, and that's usually what I would keep it at, and I would get like the curtain bangs. So this is different. So I'm still learning how to work with them, but
all right.
But I appreciate that. Thanks, makes me feel good.
Well, I think that covers everyone's fan submissions, and I think I did enough rambling for today. I love that I wrote that in the script because I knew I was going to ramble like a motherfucker on this podcast. Scarlett, is there anything you want to add?
Be sure to check out all the new stuff we have just dropped on our Clips for Sale page with Constance. This week, we also work with Cynthia, the lovely Cynthia. You can expect all new stuff from her and me.
Very nice. Hell yeah. Then, Jay, you can start to play us out. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Next episode, we cover the topic of giantess, so you can start smiling anytime you want, JJ. And catch you guys later. Remember, keep sniffing.
Keep sniffing. Bye.